The biggest thing that people think is that, and you already said it, is they think they're going to make money from podcasting. And so I'll put it out there every time. You never make money from podcasting. You make money because of podcasting. And here's what I mean. Nobody is going to walk up and just hand you cash because you have a podcast, right? It's not going to do anything for you in that regard. What will happen is if your show does find an audience and people are into it, things will show up. People will be interested, right? You know, and so I tell everybody that podcasting is the marketing piece of your business. It's the top of the funnel. If you know anything about thinking about sales funnels or marketing funnels or anything like that, podcasting is the awareness portion of that funnel. So things that people can do to make money from their podcast, or what everybody calls monetizing their show, is if you have a product or service, you can run your own commercials on your podcast for your products and services.
Hello and welcome to the Afri Podcast. My name is Bright Emeka and I'm your host for today. Today we are joined by a legend. Like, he's amazing. He's really, really awesome. He does so much for the podcasting community, especially with his community. So you want to podcast? It's just amazing and phenomenal what he does. Really, you have to meet him. We are joined by the legendary Donny. Let me not mispronounce the second name.
Don't worry, brother. Nobody ever gets it right. It's Bovine, Donny Bovine.
All right, awesome. Oh. Donny Bovine, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, brother. Thanks for having me on my show. I'm actually really excited to sit down and talk with you and you know, hopefully help some of your listeners get in the game of podcasting.
Awesome. So let's get to it. A lot of people have unique stories how they got into the world of podcasting, how they even heard of podcasting. Okay, for you, what was your intro story? When did you first hear of podcasting, and what made you decide to get into podcasting?
Yeah, so it's really, really funny is in 2017, I decided to launch my own company and I went out on my own. And I really thought that being, you know, a sales guy, because I spent 20 years in sales and being on a lot of stages speaking all over the U.S., that I really thought that I was just going to have some natural success in business. Well, what I didn't take into account is when I launched my business, I had an employee mindset. So I was running my business like I was working a job, and didn't take long for me to be failing miserably in business. So I was about to shut my company down and go back and get a job when I gave one last speech and a guy in the crowd came up to me and said, "Matt, I loved your speech. I love your message. I love your story. Would you come tell your story on my podcast?" And I said, "What the hell's a podcast?" And this was April of 2018. And he, you know, walked me through it. And so I went on his show and did an interview and we had a blast. We laughed. It was a really, really, really good time. And I talked a lot about, you know, sales and business development and public speaking. Those were a lot of things that I was talking about on stages and, you know, a lot of coaching and things that I was doing. And after the show aired, one of the listeners reached out and they became a client of mine. And I went, "Wait, I can go on podcast and make money from it, you know, because people will sign up to do my coaching services or want me to come in and speak." So I went nuts, man. In the next 30 days, I was on 67 different podcasts. Yeah. I reached out to everybody I could find to get on their podcast because I was using it as a business development tool. And I happened to get on a really, really, really crappy show. The host was horrible. And being on the show, I thought, man, if that guy could have any sort of success, I'm launching a podcast. So in May of 2018, I launched Donny's Success Champions. And man, it just took off from there.
Wow. That's a phenomenal story. That's awesome. Really, really interesting. Really interesting. Now, you were getting on shows as using it as a tool for business development. Now you decided to launch your own show in May 2018. Okay. A lot of times once people get started as podcasters, the first thing that comes to mind is, how do I build my audience? How do I get people to listen? Mm. And a lot of times some people will be like, okay, maybe I don't have a list, or I don't have, how do I get people to even listen apart from my friends and family? So talk to us, how did you grow your own audience, and how can our listeners do so?
Yeah, so I launched my show with no list, no emails. I mean, I had friends and family, so I was exactly what you just described. And, you know, I did a couple of really good things out the gate. So when I launched my show, one thing everybody should always do is launch with 3 episodes. And the reason I say 3 episodes is people consume things like, you know, they watch, you know, the Netflix. And when somebody goes on, you know, on Netflix, they watch the entire series. They don't just watch one episode. So people want to consume more than just one episode of your content. So I launched with 5 shows, I believe, out the gate. When I got those launched, I immediately jumped out, went to all my friends and family and people that I had met, and I sent them messages through Facebook, through Instagram, through LinkedIn, through text message, and said, hey, go out and like and listen to my show. And then I started doing networking and public speaking to really drum up more awareness. And so I had cheap little business cards made up, and I was literally starting to hand them out to everybody and tell them everybody that I was, you know, now a podcaster. And the interesting thing is, even to this day, with the popularity of the show and everything, people still haven't heard of podcasting. So I found myself oftentimes into some really cool conversations explaining what a podcast was, and which got people interested. You know, I started picking up a follower base. Well, as people were interested, they hand me back their business card, or I got their email address. You know, I would take that back and I would put that in, and at the time I used a program called MailChimp, and I started building out my email list. In doing that, when an episode came out, I was able to reach out to my audience and say, hey, a new episode's come. So I was doing a lot of direct messaging on Facebook, a lot of direct messaging on Instagram, and just starting to tell everybody about the show, what it was about, you know, what the episode was about, who I interviewed, and people, you know, just kept coming and coming. And I realized that, you know, I had to make a lot of noise to get people interested in the show. So I literally just started telling anybody who was in earshot what it was about. But then the next thing I did was I launched a Facebook group, the same name as the podcast. And I started, you know, bringing in the listeners of the show into that group. And they have, in a sense, helped me build this whole thing. So I tell everybody, you know, building a podcast is really about playing offense. It's about putting a very systematic, regimented routine at the beginning. So every time, you know, you put an episode in, it follows a system. And if you're okay, I'll just walk you through that system that we employ that's really successful for us.
Awesome. Please do that.
Yeah. So we learned this just through the school of hard knocks. And so I do a daily show. So a new episode comes out every day. So I've got a team that now helps me with all of this. But I'll do this in perspective as somebody did a weekly show. So let's say you did a weekly show. I would recommend that show coming out on a Monday or Tuesday, you know, but let's say it comes out on Monday. On Monday, you just let it go organically. Let the people who are subscribed know they've got it, listen to it, and just let it go. On Tuesday, I would start the marketing campaign. I'd probably go to Facebook, would go to LinkedIn, probably Instagram, and we'd put out an audiogram, which you can do through a free program called Headliner. And it's headliner.app, and you put out an audiogram, a snippet of the show, so a 30-second, a 60-second, you know, recording of the show. And what an audiogram is basically a visual image of the show, and it does a closed caption text at the bottom and does the audio wave with the speaking cross. It's a really, really cool effect. So you can use like the logo and the artwork of your show to capture that. And so that would go out on all the platforms on Tuesday. And one thing we found very successful in that is that audiogram, if you go to a program called Otter.ai, which is another free program, you can get that audiogram transcribed out So now you put out the audiogram with the text of what's in the audiogram in the as part of the copy of the show, and that goes out on every platform. So Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, you name it, Twitter, and it goes out on all those. Then on Wednesday, using that same program, Otter.ai, we have the entire show transcribed, and we turn that into a blog post. And that goes out on LinkedIn. It goes out on Medium. Sometimes we'll play around with it on Facebook, but not a lot. But we'll put those out there. And then at the bottom, you know, we'll always put, hey, would you like to listen to this show? Click this link and it'll take them to iTunes and everything else. And then on Thursday, we were do lives, whether it be Facebook lives, Instagram lives, you know, and promote the episode and the show. And then on Friday, we'd release out some more little clips and things. So what it did is it took one show and allowed us to find a different way to market it every day and gain new audiences and followers. And that seemed to work very well for us.
Wow. This is really systematic. This is awesome. And this takes a lot. This really, really... And I think having a team around your podcast helped a lot. For people who are doing solo shows, like they are the only ones still building.
Yeah. So I would tell you, I started doing this all myself. It took me, I picked up an editor for my show. So the Joe's been with me the longest. And Joe, I was probably 10 to 20 shows in when Joe Phelan came in to help me start doing the editing. And he's been with me for the entire ride. The rest of the people I picked up way later in it all, because out the gate, we were just learning so much with it. And so a lot of these processes I built myself. But think about, you know, if you do one episode, and I know this sounds like a tremendous amount of work, but you can set it all up on, so let's say on Sunday, you know your show is coming out. You've already recorded the episode, right? So you've got that. As soon as you're done recording and you've edited it out in, you know, Audacity or whatever program you edited it out in, and Audacity, once again, is another free program. Once you edit it out, added your music and all that stuff, as soon as you're done editing, you can immediately, or while you're editing, you can pull out your little 30-second snippet that you're going to use maybe for your intro or whatever else, and have that as a separate audio file and immediately put that over into Headliner to get your audiogram going. You can immediately take that audio, put it in Otter. So you can do everything simultaneously. So on Sunday, literally with a couple hours worth of work, you can have your entire week's worth of marketing already ramped up and ready to go. You're not trying to do something new each day. Your job then is just to reply to all the comments and everything that comes through and get ready to start engaging with everybody as they are more interested in your show. So you set it all up on Sunday night to be prepared for the entire week. And then each day you just launch your appropriate thing.
Wow. Awesome. Now, let's take a step back. You've done this for a while now. Was there something you wish you did differently? Like if you were to go over and start, say today now was May 2018 and you wanted to start from scratch, what is something you would do less of and what is something you would focus more on?
I would have outsourced a lot more things sooner for absolutely sure. You know, there's cool places like Upwork's probably, Upwork.com is probably my favorite place to go find outsourced talent. I would have found editors, I would have found copywriters, I would have found some graphic artists, you know, and you can find them for very inexpensively. And what I mean inexpensively is I've had jobs done for $5 on those programs, you know, but I would have done that. So the other thing I would have done is I would have done a bigger launch party for the podcast. So this is one of the biggest things I coach people through is when you launch your show, it's got to be a celebration at the beginning. So instead of doing what I did and sending all the direct messages and everything at the very beginning, I would have prepared those five episodes, and you got to at least have three episodes to do it right. But I would have taken the three episodes and put it out there. But before I launched it, I'd have done a party all the way up, and I would have already been building the group and getting people to come in and turn it into a celebration, if you will, so that when the three shows hit iTunes, everybody at one time would flood the market and help it push up the rankings.
Well, awesome. There are a number of myths and misconceptions when it comes to podcasting and the work behind it. A number of times, some people come in, they think it's a means for passive generation of passive income, or some might think that, okay, this is something that can just be going on autopilot. What is one of the biggest myths in your own opinion that you've heard when it comes to podcasting and what goes behind it?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing that people think is that, and you already said it, is they think they're going to make money from podcasting. And so I'll put it out there every time. You never make money from podcasting. You make money because of podcasting. And here's what I mean. Nobody is going to walk up and just hand you cash because you have a podcast, right? It's not going to do anything for you in that regard. What will happen is if your show does find an audience and people are into it, things will show up. People will be interested, right? You know, and so I tell everybody that podcasting is the marketing piece of your business. It's the top of the funnel. If you know anything about thinking about sales funnels or marketing funnels or anything like that, podcasting is the awareness portion of that funnel. So things that people can do to make money from their podcast, or what everybody calls monetizing their show, is if you have a product or service, you can run your own commercials on your podcast for your products and services. I mean, if you were to listen to almost 200 shows I have out there now, you'll hear different episodes. And at different times, I'm promoting, you know, Facebook groups, or I'm promoting an ebook I wrote, or I'm promoting coaching services, you know, different things throughout different seasons of the podcast. We're promoting different things to monetize it. The second thing is that podcast has taken me around the world. I mean, I spoke in Ireland last year. I'm going to Canada this year. You know, it takes me to different places to allow me to go speak. And those have been paid speaking engagements. And when I'm on stages, I'm allowed to sell my coaching services, my books, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So if you go in to make money off of podcasting, you'll fail, just because it's not meant to be a monetized thing in itself. It's meant to bring awareness to the things you actually monetize. And if you go in with that mindset that that's what I'm going to do, you'll have a better chance for success in your show. So I don't care what you sell, you can use a podcast to sell it, as long as you don't come across like a jerk. You know, one of the things that I always tell people is you got a podcast on something you're extremely passionate about, something that you can just completely geek out on. Because if you try and podcast on something you don't geek out on, then your show is not going to do very well. And the reason being is because you won't be able to come up with enough relative content to make it awesome. Let's say your job or your company, your business is something you're not really passionate about. I don't know, maybe it's selling bed sheets, or it's rugs or something that you really don't care about. I wouldn't go start a podcast on selling rugs or selling bed sheets. I would go start a podcast on whatever your hobby is, whatever you think is fun. You know, maybe it's fishing, maybe it's camping, maybe it's music, maybe it's riding bikes or running, you know, and I would start a podcast on something you're extremely passionate about, because you'll be able to constantly talk about it because you love it. Now, let's say you sell bed sheets. Well, during your bike, you know, podcast on bicycling or fishing or whatever else, there's no reason you can't run a commercial in there that promotes your sheets or, you know, your rugs or whatever else as part of that podcast, and give cool, entertaining, awesome stuff out there as your hobby, and then promote your business through commercials and everything.
Well, this is really, really insightful, like seriously insightful. And I think if a lot of people get this out of the way, it will really create amazing opportunities for them, because this holds a lot of people back. They're like, okay, how do I really, really monetize? How do I? That's one of the things that is at the top of people's mind. So thank you so much for this awesome insights. All right. Okay, so let's talk about structuring our show and podcast. I know there are solo shows, there are co-hosted shows, there are different structures anyone can put around podcasting. So for you, what do you think is the go-to method for small business owners or people who just want to sell their product? What do you think should be a good format?
Yeah, you know, it's an awesome question. And it's got a multifold, you know, answer. The biggest thing that people need to decide before they launch their show is what do they need to accomplish with it? So if it's to promote their small business, then they're really better off going solo without interviews and talking a lot about, you know, what they're into. Mm-hmm. if they're going to do interviews, then you need to interview clients and why they brought you in for the service. But more importantly, you need to use your podcast to educate the general audience. So let's say you're a handyman. One of the cool things you could absolutely do is run a show about quick fixes people can do around their house. You know, how to change a light bulb, how to change a faucet, how to change, you know, tile on your floor or whatever else. And you could talk about that. Or if you had a restaurant, you could do a show on the local area and recipes, you know, and bring people into the community because you're educating and you don't necessarily need to do interview style that way. If you're a town or something and you really want to bring more people into the town, then interviews make a lot of sense. You interview small business owners, you interview, you know, people in the area. If your goal is to become a guy on stage, being a motivational speaker and that type of thing, or a leadership speaker, then you need to do a solo show and put out your original content out there so you promote your brand and everything else. If you are just trying to bring awareness to a hobby like bicycling, like camping or hiking or whatever else, then it may make sense to bring in the biggest names in the world, you know, to that stage, so more and more people may tune in and get into that hobby. So it comes down to what are you trying to accomplish with the show, and then building a format that makes sense to bring the people to the awareness of whatever you need them to do along with that show. What a lot of people screw up is they automatically go to the interview style show. And in doing the interview style show, it doesn't get their brand. I see a lot of coaches and consultants and leadership guys do this. They do an interview show and that interview is promoting the other person, not themselves. So it takes away from their brand of what they're trying to accomplish a lot of times when they'd be better off going solo. So it start with what do you need to do? And then look at the show as a whole. Is that premise, that idea, that thought of the podcast, is that going to help me accomplish what I need for it to accomplish so I can, you know, have a successful endeavor in doing that, if that makes sense?
Totally. Awesome. Awesome. It does. Awesome. I really, really do appreciate this wonderful insight. Okay. Now, two more things that then we'll let you go. I know you do podcast coaching and consulting. So how can our listeners get in touch with you, say they want to become your coaching clients, or they want to reach out to you and just say, hey, Danny, I got plenty of value. Thank you. Where can they reach out to you?
A couple of fun ways. First, if they're on Facebook, come hang out in the group. It's called So You Want the Podcast. And I literally teach podcasting for free in there. I just try and give as much information as possible. I mean, I tell everybody podcasting saved my business. Come hang out. Would love to meet you. We're getting ready to launch a podcast mastermind in there. So cost will be $97 a month. And we'll get together a couple times a month and, you know, help everybody get their shows launched and running and up and going. So come hang out and So You Want a Podcast on Facebook, or come see my website. It's DonnieBovine.com. And there you can send me a direct message, email. The email address is donnie@donniebovine.com. And that's D-O-N-N-I-E, B as in boy, O-I, V as in Victor, I-N.com. Send me an email. I'll be happy to respond and reply. I mean, people every day are sending me messages, asking questions about podcasting. I'm happy to help. You know, I really think if more and more people get into this game, the better off it's going to be, because there's no other place in the world that you can really have your own platform to talk about whatever you want to talk about. I mean, sure, you can do it on YouTube. Sure, you can do it, you know, on Facebook. But as a podcast, it's really, you know, still an open landscape of do whatever the hell you want to do and talk about whatever you want to talk about. So, man, I just think everybody should get in the game. Yeah. And then on top of that, I'm on all the social handles, you know, all the social sites is Donnie Bovine. So come find me. I'm there.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll leave links to this in the show notes so listeners could definitely get in touch. Okay. Let's do something outside podcasting a little. I think it should be fun.
Sure.
Okay. If someone comes to you today and say, Donnie, you could make one wish and get one superpower, What is one superpower you'd wish to get?
To be able to grant the right wishes.
Okay. I think I lost you a little bit, but you said to be able to grant a lot of wishes?
Yes. Yeah. I think it'd be fun to be the guy that could grant the right wishes to the right people, but that would also come with a lot of responsibility. So I don't know if I'd really want that.
Okay. So, it's really, really interesting, the power of podcasts and the way it's so personalized that your listeners could actually be wherever they want to be and they would be listening to you and getting amazing content. What does podcasting mean to you?
Podcasting for me really is a source of freedom. And the reason I say that is, you know, for a lot of my journey, I worked for other people. So I had to carry myself a certain way. I had to act a certain way. I had to say the right things and act the right way, you know, from different jobs, from different times and everything else. And, you know, people say being an entrepreneur, you kind of get that, but there's still people you got to answer to. And there's still things you got to take care of. Podcasting, man, it's your stage. You know, it's your playground. And I think if people will genuinely, honestly put out a real message and they're not scamming people, they're really trying to help make the world a better place, then it creates this kind of cool sense of freedom to be able to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. And that's a really cool thing. And, you know, I've seen so many different styles of podcasts and see things that have never been successful in the past be successful. I mean, there's podcast on literally everything, and yeah, that's what makes it cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Danny. It's been an amazing conversation today. It's been an awesome conversation today. I really, really appreciate your time. So your closing words for our audience today. I do crave your indulgence. We'll have you on another episode. We'll share another episode and talk about other things. So your closing words today for our audience.
Be you. Everybody else is taken, right? So on your journey, you know, share your real story. I think everybody's story is their success. Let your hair down and be authentically you and step into your own greatness. You know, I really think you're on this world to do great and amazing and awesome things. So step into it and blow up and go have some freaking fun. Yeah. Go have some fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We would have unpacked that. I know it's a lot, but it's awesome. Yeah, the show. Thank you so much, Danny. We'll definitely leave links to the website, the Facebook group. We'll leave that in the show notes. So if you have any questions about today's episode or you want to start a conversation about today's topic, I encourage you to join the conversation on social media. It is at Afri Podcast. At AFRIPODCAST on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and join the conversation. Or you can send me an email. It is theafripodcast@gmail.com. Send your emails to theafripodcast@gmail.com. If you're enjoying the show and want to support this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave a review. And don't forget to subscribe on whatever podcasting application. Subscribe to stay tuned. We're committed to delivering you content every Tuesday. So subscribe on your podcasting application. Have an amazing day. Thanks, Danny. Thanks. I really appreciate it.
You too, Brian. Thanks for having me on, brother.